Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today, I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, we had some unseasonably warm weather last weekend and into the beginning of this week. Most of the lakes are pretty well open, and anglers were out taking advantage of the weather. The colder temperatures and nasty weather at the end of this week, though, will probably change things up a bit. At Black Hawk Lake, the ice is pretty well gone except for a few protected bays where there's a little ice remaining. We've been keeping track of the ice outs on Black Hawk since 1958. Now, the earliest it's opened up was in 2006 on January 31st, but it froze back over several days later and then opened up again for the season on March 5th. Ice out has occurred 7 times in February since 1958. Now, most of the time it refreezes. But the earliest it's ever opened up and stayed open was February 22nd, back in 1981. Now, we consider ice out on Black Hawk to be when you can drive a boat from Town Bay to the outlet unobstructed by ice, and it stays that way until next winter. So, if it doesn't refreeze, then ice out for this year will be on February 22nd. At Black Hawk Lake, anglers did well for bluegill over the past weekend and early into the week off the West Stone Pier. Small tube jigs set about 3 feet under a bobber were catching bluegills at a fast pace on some days. The bigger fish being caught were around 7 to 7.5 inches, with a few crappies mixed in. Anglers are enjoying the newly refurbished handicapped accessible dock in Town Bay, but the fishing hasn't been as good there compared to the Stone Pier yet. We've also heard some reports of nice walleye being caught from shore in Town Bay area. Now, it's worth trying twisters or spinners with a slow retrieve. The main thing to remember is that this action was occurring earlier in the week when it's pretty warm out, so it's hard to say how this cold snap is going to affect things. Arrowhead Lake is partially open, and the ice is still breaking up in the southern part of the lake. I imagine it won't be long until the whole lake is open. The south end of Arrowhead Lake is a great place to catch bluegills from shore early in the spring, since that shallower water warms up faster. Farther south of Blackhawk Pits, the ice is gone and it's all open water now. Well, Storm Lake was mostly ice-free as of Thursday, although there was enough slush and bad ice along the southern portion of the lake where it would be tough to use the marina and Bel Air boat ramps. Some anglers have caught walleye out of the marina through the open water already, although many were slot fish. Up at the Iowa Great Lakes, there is still quite a bit of ice coverage, but the nearshore areas has open water and bad ice. The ice is deteriorating very quickly up there, and travel on the ice on all the lakes is not advised. Clear Lake is in the same condition. Now, the coming weeks are going to be a great opportunity to get out and target channel catfish on these larger natural lakes. The fish that died over the wintertime will start to pile up on the windy shores, and the catfish are going to be right behind them taking advantage of the food. Look for areas where the wind is blowing in hard and where there are currents ripping across the ends of the points. Cast out cut bait or shad guts on a hook with a slip sinker and fish right on the bottom there. If you hit it right, the catfishing action can be fast. The daily bag limit on Iowa's natural lakes is 8 fish per day, and there is no minimum length limit. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid outdoors this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.